Blog Talk Radio.
What needs to be spoken, beloved? Because see, holding on is.
All right, well, good morning.
What needs to be spoken, beloved? Because see, holding on.
I don't know what's going on. All right, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, where your love experience is with Janine and Ingram. And I am so excited to bring to you today, wow, the love and the knowing that God is. You see, can't nobody do your life. God can nobody do you. I promise you, family. I want to thank you this morning for tuning in. We're going to have some good conversation today. And we're going to start off with Mirror by Layla Hathaway.
Bitter hearts don't hold a smile. Troubled minds will wear you down. Use your past to get ahead. Hold your tears and think instead. You have to find a way to make it. These clouds are letting up for a while. Sometimes you gotta make the mirror your best friend. Maybe then you'll find some peace within. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself when no one else can. Yourself you will achieve. Just go on and brush your shoulders off. This bridge is one that you must cross. You have to find a way to make it. These clouds are letting up for a while. Sometimes you gotta make a mirror your best. Maybe then you'll find some peace within. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself when no one else can. If you love yourself, you don't need nobody else.
Don't need nobody else.
Inside,
look inside.
You find some peace within. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself when no one else can. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself. Else can. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself like no one else can.
Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, The Love Experience with Janine and Ingram, and that was Layla Hathaway. You gotta love yourself for no one else can. It's actually called Mirror. I love this song because we gotta look in the mirror and remind ourselves that we love ourselves. All right, family, we're gonna get ready and turn with there, recognizing that there was only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize this great spirit that is known by many, 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 many names. But on this line, we're going to recognize you this morning right now, Father God. Oh, yes, as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not, come on, Holy Spirit, not a spot that our God is not. I want to just go, thank you, God. Oh. And so as we become very intentional this morning about the breath, we want to breathe this morning. Sometimes we forget to breathe. Sometimes we forget to breathe. And we know there's power. Come on, family. There is power in the breath. So as we tune in to this powerful presence that is known by many names, I want you to get prepared to breathe by taking in a deep breath. Breathing in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, release the breath, and remember to breathe deep into the diaphragm and deep into the heart. And family, together, still know that I am God. Right now, I just want you to breathe. Let's breathe. And now release. And family, I want you to be intentional. As you call in the divine spirit and all the forces in the universe, as we acknowledge the presence of our higher mind self, invoking that energetic expression in this right now moment, I want you to breathe again. There's power in the breath, family. Still, and know that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. Family, let's breathe again. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And last time, breathe, family, still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. Hallelujah. As we come in this one mind, one presence, knowing that we are all that God is. Thank you, God. In this whole week, we will be acknowledging the presence of ourselves and just moving into a place of love and forgiveness for who we are in this right moment. Forgiving ourselves for not trusting the greater presence of ourselves, but not trusting that we were meant to be abundant in every area of our life. And so if there's some place that is not showing up in that area right now, we just want to release it and let it disintegrate into the light of God's love. And let's hear Ayana.
Day one, a prayer of forgiveness. Today, I forgive myself. Precious and beloved God, my source and my creator, today I ask for and open myself to receive the strength, courage, and compassion required to forgive myself. I forgive myself for all perceived sins, faults, mistakes, and failings. I forgive myself for every thought, belief, behavior, perception, and emotion that I have told myself is bad, wrong, unjust, unloving, and displeasing to you, God. I forgive myself for every hurt, judgment, condemnation, unkind or unloving thought, belief, and perception I have held about myself or against myself. I forgive myself for any behaviors, habits, or actions motivated by unforgiveness or the unwillingness to forgive myself. I forgive myself with compassion and love. I ask for, accept, and claim God's forgiveness today, believing and knowing that because I have asked, I have received. I am so grateful. I let it be, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself.
Oh, Father God, thank you. Oh, precious and Holy Spirit, we just thank you, God. Thank you, God, for sometimes having amnesia to the fact that we are all that you are. Father God, teach us this morning how to access the very powerful expression of you in us right now, God. Teach us how to access the consciousness of the light of who we are in this right now, moment, God. Oh, Father God, I ask you to activate the consciousness of Christ in us right now, Holy Spirit. I ask you to activate the presence of you in us right now, Holy Spirit. I ask you to come and let us be reminded that we are powerful beyond measure this morning, God, and that we can make manifest the glory of you in us as you in every area of our life, God. I thank you right now for renewed love, God. I thank you right now that somebody's relationships are being renewed, God. I thank you in this right now moment somebody is being healed in their body, Holy Spirit. I thank you right now for somebody's finances are being healed right now, God, because the presence of you is being revealed. They say it's nothing to heal, only you to be revealed, God. Reveal yourself to us in this right now moment, God, that how you want our souls to unfold in this gold of today, God. How do you want our souls to unfold? How can we manifest the presence of you and walk in the purpose and the design that you so created us for in this right now moment, God? I ask you to bless each and every person under the sound of my voice, God, that they will find their purpose, God, that they will live their God-sized dreams, God. I'm asking you to lead us and guide us and show us the way that you will have us go, God. Oh, and lead us to our high mark, God. Oh, to that high rock, Holy Spirit. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and have your way in our being right now, God. I know you don't need our help, so we're surrendering to the presence of you right now, God. We're surrendering to the presence of love that is you in us right now, God, showing us, directing us, and guiding us right now, Holy Spirit. I ask you to give us the courage to do your will right now, God. I ask you to give us the courage of the blueprint of our soul, God, that we may live from the soul essence of our being, God. I know you're calling us to go deeper, Holy Spirit. And I'm asking you to bless that, the tools that help us go deeper right now, God, into the soul essence of our being. I give thanks for the very soul essence of each and every one of us, God, that each and every one of us will show up in our lane, God, in our sweet spot, God, recognizing there is never any competition to be who we've been called to be, because nobody can do what we can do the way we can do it, Holy Spirit. And there's one of us, and that unique aspect of us has been called to this planet for a higher presence. Come, Holy Spirit, and let your will be done through us right now, God, in the mighty consciousness, in the mighty nature, and in the name of who you are in us, we accept our sacred contract to be present in our higher mind self and to operate in this planet in the highest, most manifested presence of you as us. We give you permission to do your will right now, God. Amen. Amen, amen. Good morning, family. You've been tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And I just give thanks. We're going to listen to another Layla Hathaway song, and then we're going to get started today about dreams. Yeah, dreams. I got some I want you to listen to. You know, just so you know, I wake up and I get dressed, and I'm a TED Talk fanatic, y'all. Okay, I just started to ask something. Everybody knows I love to read, right? Well, I haven't really revealed that I listen to different TED Talks all the time, right? And I want you to hold space, because my desire is to be a TED Talk speaker one day, to go on stage, not on a small TED Talk, but the big original TED Talk. And I'm ready to share my story. I've actually been thinking about how I'm going to actually write it out and start preparing. So when the day comes, it'll be so juicy and delicious. But that's beside the point, right? Okay. He said, "What is she telling us that?" Right? Because I want my family to hold space for that with me. All right, family, I just want you to know today that we're going to talk about dreams, and I want you to hear this. This is a TED Talk guy. This guy has been in prison, and he, I don't know, he just fired me up every time I listen to him. And sometimes I really listen to this particular one, and I thought, you know, I want to share, and I'm going to share one tomorrow called "Your Struggle is Divine." Oh, my God, that's a good one, too. And this particular talk on tomorrow called "The Struggle is Divine," if you've seen 12 Years a Slave, the guy who played in it, this is his sister, and she talks about them growing up and how their father passed away in the car right next to her brother. But anyway, that's tomorrow. Today we're going to talk about today is dreams, and this is a very interesting TED Talk, and I like to share with you. And we're going to come back and talk about it. First, we're going to listen to "Breathe" by Layla Hathaway. And guess what? You tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. Yes, your love, your daily lover. And I'm super excited to re-listen to it. I can't wait to see if you have comments. Sometimes you are so quiet and you don't be excited. I do, but I'm grateful you come back. That means you must like something. All right, family, this is Layla Hathaway, and sometimes we just got to breathe. Like nothing but despair. Of the love journey. Ooh, he said, I just love so many things that said in this song. That was Layla Hathaway right here on the love journey. She said, sometimes when we find ourselves at the end of the road, we just got to believe and we got to breathe. We just got to breathe. You know, when you can't seem to find your way and life takes you to that journey, you just got to be still and breathe. I can't tell you how many times when I just didn't know that I just didn't know. I just got still and I just breathe. God is so good, family. And I just sometimes my heart weeps because I wish I could just take my heart into other people's heart and just let them know the presence of God when you open yourself up to the presence of God. I had this thought, then I'm going to play this, get back to what we're supposed to be talking about. But I had this thought yesterday that no matter what way we serve God, no matter what we call God, no matter what our religious text is, and I use the Bible because basically that's what I grew up on. I have read some things in the Quran and studied the Bhagavad Gita and Kabbalah, different texts. But I use the Bible because it's kind of second nature to who I am because that's what I grew up on. But I want to say this. I thought about the thought, what if God was even bigger than what we thought when we read the Bible? or any religious text that we, what if God was even more vast than even the thoughts that we thought of God, even what we think we know, you know? And so I thought, well, how would you get to really expand your vision of who God is? And I want us to think about that. How can we expand our vision of who God is? I mean, bigger than the religion that we grew up in, bigger than the religion that we may serve in right now, bigger than the presence of thought or spiritual, whatever presence or spiritual practice you may have, what if God was even bigger than the bigness that you think of God right now? And how would you access the knowledge of that? And we're going to come back and we're going to talk about that, not today, but that's just one of the thoughts I have. I'll be having so many thoughts and maybe some random beautiful thoughts. I'll be like, God, you're so awesome. I just need to take one at a time, though. I love you all for allowing me to share books I read, information that I get to learn, because I've been told that I was a nerd. And I enjoy reading. I mean, I've read since I've been in Charlotte, and now I'm in Miami right now, but I've read six whole big old books. I'm finishing up Jeff Bezos' book right now by Amazon. And I just said to myself, this is life. Sitting on the beach, and loving nature. All right, family, let's talk about dreams today. All right, I want to thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Jamila. We're going to talk about dreams, and we're going to start off with one of my favorite TED Talks. And I have a lot of them, so if every time I put a TED Talk and I say one of my favorites, just trust and believe it's still one of my favorites. I just love TED Talk. I love it. This is called Billionaire PA.
I can remember being trapped inside of a negative environment that wouldn't allow me to dream, to the point that I had to set my mind free, to the point that I now dream so big, dreams dream about me. That means if you dreaming, you dreaming about me, but I'm no longer selfish. I now encourage you all to please dream bigger than me. I'm going to take you back to the truck when I had no money, no clothes, no shoes, and I wrote the quote, "It's okay if your pocket's broke, just make sure your mind makes sense." I'm gonna take you back to the truck when it was just me with no friends, and I wrote the quote, "Never spend your present time with a person that you don't have a future with." I'll show you your future if you show me your five best friends. I'm going to take you back to the truck when I saw my grandmama, and she said, "Most people can see, but not everyone has vision." If I'm not looking at you, it's because I can see the quotes that I wrote in the back of my truck. If you believe in your dream, clap one time. If you believe in your dream, clap one time. If you're going to execute your dream, clap two times. If you're going to live your dream, clap three times like you mean. I'm going to take you back to the truck when I wrote the quote, "My mama had screws in her leg like Superman had in his head. Doctor says she'll never walk again. I told that woman, close your eyes. Use your mind. I taught the woman how to glide." It's hard to contain my motivation in just a circle. But this right here reminds me of when I was locked up in jail and my grandmama said, "Give those people your body, baby, but don't you give them this." That's how I developed a wealthy mindset. I got two felonies. I couldn't get a job, so I created my own. It's people sitting in this room right now that gave me my first opportunity, that saw the dream in me, that believed in me when I didn't even believe in myself. If you really gonna live your dream, man, stand on your feet. The reason why I created Wealthy Minds was to infect billions of people to stand up for their own dream. Most people say they got $1 million dreams but won't even stand on their feet for 2 seconds. I wrote another quote because I was always running around. I was always late for my dream. And then I thought, I was always late and was the first person to hold my hands out. So I wrote this quote that says, rich people show up on time, wealthy people show up before time, and broke people always show up late. But be the first one to hold their hands out. They told me rehearsal was at 3, I was here at 10. This ain't about me, it's my life. I turned negative situations into quotes that I now live. Your life is quotable too. You don't always got to live by other people's quotes. You can write your own life. I'm passionate about this dream because last time I was in the paper, it was for going to jail. Now I can tell my mama, look, baby, we had tear that. Last year I came right here and sat in that third row right there, and I said, I'm going to speak my dream into existence. The speaking is just one part. The second part is what a lot of people have a problem with. The execution. I did it. So can you. It was just 300 days ago, 360 days that I sat right there. That's a fact. Nobody can argue with results. The reason why I do speeches and say, stand up for your dream, I want to see who's going to get tired and sit down. It's your dream, not mine. I drove from Alabama to California with no dream, no aspirations. But I believe in myself, and I want to demonstrate what I mean by speak your dreams into existence. I need one person that truly believes in their dream to raise your right hand. Right here, brother. This is not even playing. I get passionate about this. I just feel like you got to stay in the circle. You got to stay right here with me. I'm just letting you know. They serious about that circle. The reason why I'm doing this, I don't script speeches. You know why? Success isn't scripted. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You didn't know this was going to happen today. But when it's time for you to speak your dream into existence, you got to be ready for it. I speak into existence. I don't even know this, brother. That you're about to speak your dream into existence. What show we on, bro? Any show? We at the TEDx, right?
Yeah.
So we on TEDx show. Let them know where we at.
We're at the TEDx show.
Yeah, and it's your show right now. It's your show. I want you to speak a concrete dream into existence, and I speak into existence that the whole audience, when you finish, they're about to go absolutely crazy for your dream, because I think if we can clap for all the celebrities that already got it that we don't even know, we can clap for you. You ready? Say, I speak into existence. Go.
I speak into existence, empowering others to share their knowledge with others in a collaborative education.
I want to ask you a question. When the last time you stood in front of an audience and they clapped for your dream?
Never.
Hold on. Ooh, that hurt. And it ain't even my dream, and that hurt me. I'm going to ask you that again, bro. When the last time you stood in front of a group of people and they clapped for your dream?
About 30 seconds ago.
I want you to tell the whole TEDx audience, how did that make you personally feel on the inside? And I don't care, you know what I'm saying? I just wrote another quote where I tell people, I hope your inner side, your inner spirit look better than your outside. Tell them how you felt on the inside.
Amazing. It's really something I can do, and that I really need to have support, and I think it's something that really could make a difference.
Thank you, brother. y'all can have a seat now. The reason why I do that demonstration is because I know no one's never clapped for your dream. But it's not just you. It's a lot of people. That's why I wrote the quote, never spend your present time with a person that you don't have a future with. So that means if I can't see myself with you tomorrow, don't call me today. Instagram that. Since we like quotes, what's your quote? They told me the older you get, the wiser you get, and I thought about that, and I said, no, grandmama, that's not true. I'll just hang around older people that are wise, like Sheila Cole, and then I'll just be young and wise. You ever have somebody give you something like most people can see, but not everyone has vision? Do you really know what that means? You know why I changed my name to Billionaire PA? Because it's about a billion people. But I know my generation, we so stuck on money, and that's why I wrote the quote, money is a promissory note that acquires debt, knowledge is a promissory note that acquires power. I'm just letting you think about your dream because I'm passionate about seeing your dreams manifest into existence. I brought him up here to speak his dream into existence. The second step of that is, who in this room is willing to hold their hands up and connect with that dream and make that dream come true? Because you see that? You see, my point is, the key to success is relationships. 7-8 years ago, I was an intern. And the lady that I worked for back then, I wasn't getting paid. I was working, 15 hours a day. And it feels good to be an intern. And that lady that put that your dream in your hand gets to come and see you now living your dream in here right now. This is bigger than just money to me. I'm going to go around this whole country. I don't care if you're black, white, Mexican. I'm about to inspire the entire world to get up, work together, and speak your dreams into existence as a team. I'm so thankful that this opportunity came today. I finally got the opportunity to live my dream, and I want each and every single one of you to know that you can speak your dream into existence. I need your help pushing this message all over the world. If you have a cell phone and you don't mind, hold it up. I want you to take a picture. I'm going to give you a great demonstration of the power of social media. Please take a picture if you don't mind. Five, four, three, two, one. Because time is money. If you don't mind, if you have a Facebook, Instagram, or a Twitter page, I want you to write, I'm speaking my dreams into existence with @BillionairePA and send that to the universe. I'm speaking my dreams into existence with @BillionairePA and send that to the whole world and let them know that you're about to live out your dream. One more time, I'm speaking my dreams into existence with @BillionairePA. Martin Luther King did not have an Instagram page. Harriet Tubman did not have Facebook. And Malcolm X didn't have Twitter, but yet they changed the whole entire world. I'm going to need my generation to do more than just post a picture on Instagram and think that you changed the world. This is a lifestyle. These people showed up in the streets. You want your dream to come true? Put hard, smart work behind it. Hard work is cool, but smart work is way better. There's a difference between rich people and wealthy people. Wealthy people give first, receive later with no expectation. That's what I do. We're going to give first. I'm going to give you all my inspiration and motivation to get up and speak your dream into existence. If you believe in yourself, clap one time. If you're going to live your dream, clap two times. And if you're going to execute your dream, clap three times. I love y'all. Stay positive and live your dream.
Wow, good morning, good morning, good morning. You tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And I tell you, I love that. Speak your dreams into existence. Live your dreams. Breathe your dreams. And that's what we're going to talk about. Family. Too many of us are not living our dreams. But living our dreams take risk. Takes courage. And we got to take risk on behalf of our dreams this morning. You see, living your dreams take courage. It just does. On the one hand, you have your heart, your soul, and your intuition nudging you in one direction. On the other hand, you have your personality and your mind desiring to stay in your comfort zone. You see, living life on the edge and pursuit of your dreams happens as you take action from your still, small voice. You see, when you have a dream, that's God tapping at your soul, your heart, urging you to allow yourself to manifest me. God saying, look, I just want to manifest myself through you. That's all our dreams are. God wanting to manifest itself through us. Can you imagine that we need to stop praying and just need to stop and start saying yes? Because God is praying for us to live our dreams. God is pushing and wanting it, God. Have you ever had a child? I know some of us can relate to. And they were going in a direction that you didn't think was best for them. And you on the sidelines just urging and pushing and nudging and praying. And, oh, God. But do you know that's the same thing God is doing to us? I want you to breathe that in right now. Just want you to breathe. Can you imagine God? Man, I just want you to live your God-sized dreams. And God is just on the sidelines praying and praying and wishing and nudging and pushing. But you so think that you're in control and you so want to manipulate your own life and you so think you got to do it your way. And all the time, God is just wanting you to say yes. Yes to your sacred soul. Yes to the deeper levels of what you came to the planet to be. And all God really wants you to do is just say yes. Just simply surrender to the yes. The reason for your personal season on the planet. I just want you to say yes. And sometimes we just got to live on the edge. In pursuit of our dream. You see, and I know that you may not believe it, your soul and your small voice is nudging you in one direction. On the other hand, you have your personality and your mind desiring to stay in your comfort zone. All that doggone comfort zone. You see, living life on the edge in pursuit of your dreams happens as you take action from your intuition. And you stay with the fear as your mind and personality resist, cry, act fearful, and want to quit. Accept that it's totally natural for your mind and your personality to be afraid, sad, angry, and unsure about listening to the beautiful wisdom of your own inner voice, your heart. You see, deep down, you know that everything is and will be okay. But the mind doesn't always agree with this knowing because the mind, the brain is a limbic system. Oh, my God. And it's afraid for you because it wants to keep you out of danger. And you have to move past your mind and tell your mind we're not in danger. We're in danger of losing ourselves if we don't live this dream. You see, stepping into the path of living your life at your highest potential will challenge you to let go of the limiting beliefs that your mind is telling you about what's possible for you and ask you to make choices and take action from a deeper place of knowing. Let me say that again. You see, deep down, you know that everything is and will be okay, but the mind doesn't always agree with that knowing. You see, stepping into the path and living your life at your highest potential will challenge you to let go of limiting beliefs that your mind is telling you about what's possible for you and ask you to make choices and take action from a deeper place of knowing. Take risks. Take calculated risks on your heart's behalf and let your still, small voice guide you into the unknown, into the scary places. Instead of disaster, you will find new horizons. Don't ask your still, small voice and heart to give you guidance on how to be safe and secure and still live your dreams. Instead, ask for the courage to truly listen to your heart and intuition and cultivate the required mental attitude to make it happen and stay calm in the middle of this unknown storm. Your dreams are counting on it. Your dreams are calling you. Your dreams are knocking at your heart. And yes, those divine storms come up. Trust and believe when I tell you they do. I call them divine storms. And we're going to tie that all up together tomorrow, the divine storm. They're like guideposts because the universe is nudging you into your place of blessing. You see, the universe is friendly to your desires. You see, the universe wants the best for you, more importantly. Whatever and however you see God, what's the best for you? And yes, God is tapping at our soul. God is urging in our heart. You know that longing that you have for something more, for something deep, for something more profound. That's God. That's God. It's time, family. Growing into your grace and into your favor, knowing that nothing can stop you. See, that's the good thing about having a dream, having an urge. Your why is so big that no matter what's happening, I think about Tyler Perry often when I think about, or Steve Harvey, you know, and both of them seem to have a similar stature, 6 feet. I'm going to guess somewhere between 6'5", 6'6", maybe even 6'7", very tall men. Can you imagine for them to move into the place of their dreams? They had to go through a homeless spell. They had to go through a place with no money and the times when they didn't even know how they was going to eat. But they didn't give up on their dreams. You see, something happens when we know, that we know, but we just don't know. And what I mean by that, there's something inside of you that knows the know, but there's something, there's just something on the outside that doesn't seem to align with what's going on with your dream yet, and you don't want to give up. You don't want to give up, and you're not going to give up because you know that one day, you took Tyler Perry, one day, saved up $12,000, taxes, working, trying to build, just trying to create one good play. That's it. Just one good play. Get somebody to show up. And only 30 people showed up. 91, 92, 93, 90 homeless, 6 feet, whatever.
living in as you go, trying to figure out how to make it, how to eat. And I know he was thinking like, sometimes, God, how long? How long? How long, God? But I'm telling you today, some of us have given up on our dream. Some of us are not dreaming. Some of us are even numb to our dreams that we don't even think of. No, we have a dream. Some of us are afraid to step out of that dream. I come to you today to remind you that your dream is calling. Your dream is calling your name. Will you answer the call? You know, as much as I listen to TED Talks, I listen to different motivational speeches, and I was listening to Morgan Freeman. He said something that was really interesting. He said, find yourself first in pursuit of your dream. Find yourself. I was thinking to myself, find yourself. And he said, when you find yourself, he said, because your dream is you, waiting on you. And sometimes we don't, he said, we spend our lifetime numbing ourselves out through work, through sex, through food, through the monotony of life that we have not been attentive to ourselves. And so we lost ourselves. And he said, we got to find ourselves. He said, and don't give up on your dream. Spend your life in pursuit of it. He said, if it doesn't matter which one of your dreams come true or which ones don't. The point is, he said, if you have a life pursuing what is meant the most to you, we can look around us and see countless reasons in despair and countless reasons to persevere. Focus your attention on things that make life worth living. Look at publications that lift you up. Read spiritual books that inspire you. If you watch TV and movies, try to expose yourself to heart-opening, thought-provoking media. Let me say that again. If you watch TV and movies, try to expose yourself to heart-opening, thought-provoking media. For goodness sake, do not read the newspaper. We already know that human condition is full of challenges. There's no need to compound those challenges by focusing our attention on mass media upon the worst part of our society. If you cannot let that go because you feel that your livelihood is connected to it, then be disciplined in what you read so that you can only ingest the parts that you must, and you will limit the negative effect upon your life. Look for sources of information which contains hope, love, and possibility within them. Work to make your life better. Work to help the people around you and to make their lives better. If everyone did that, we would have a world of peace in just a few weeks. Be unapologetic in your positivity, even in the face of their dire circumstance. Even when it seems that there is no way out, insist that there is one and that you can just cannot see it in that moment. Though you may not have an answer now, be secure in the knowledge that there is an answer to every question you can ask. You may need to develop patience to wait out the period of darkness, but know that the light always comes. Do not misunderstand your human condition and how difficult it is. It's challenging sometimes to be a human being because of the interplay, because of our desires and the rules of the universe. We die, for example. That's a tough one for us. We lose loved ones. We must navigate through sadness, anger, jealousy, and grief. These things are not a theory. We all experience them, and we are all here in part to support each other as we go through the hardest part of our life. I can't tell you how much I appreciate so many of you all who supported me through my darkest hour. We're all also here to celebrate each other, to look upon another's success with excitement and awe and a blessing. Do not be jealous and envy of overcome that energy. Be excited for other people who find success and inspired by their example. I'll give you an example. Yesterday, my girl, I was so excited. You would have thought this is me. She's going to be on the girls' movement, Black Girls Travel Movement. with the Essence Festival, being one of the speakers at the Essence Festival through the Black Girl Movement. That's Tamar, baby. She's about to let the world know her. And I was super excited to know that. I wasn't like, well, God, what about me? I was like, thank you, God, now. I want to do it too. But I'm not sitting here going, well, I was super excited. We have to be happy for other people's success. We can't be sitting and sad because somebody else is being blessed in this right now moment. And you might have your peers or whatever you still going through, but trust and believe there's a divine time for you too, babe. Trust and believe that everything that you want is wanting you. I'm going to say that again. Trust that everything that you want is wanting you as well. Everything that you want is wanting you. So right now, I just want you to know that you can live your dream. I know some period times those divine storms stop us. Just even sometimes the thought that these things may show up, keep us from really, truly living our true divine dream. But I want you to know, Fat, you are already equipped with all that you will ever need. You are already equipped. So don't give up on your dreams, family. I want to remind you, I know that we think it's time for us to let go. Some of us feel down, and some of us still, but I still want to remind you that your time is near. Just keep walking. Your road is paved with gold. Just keep going. And as you're excited for other people who find success and got inspired by the example, continue to pursue the things that mean the most to you. Think how you feel when watching an Olympic athlete win the gold medal. Do you sit there thinking, wow, I can't believe it's not me up there? Or are you in awe of the discipline that it must have taken for that person to get to that place? For me, it is inspiring to see someone obtain excellence, even mastery in something. That makes me want to become excellent at the things I'm working on. But we may never obtain mastery. It's our pursuit of mastery that matters. When you do experience negative emotions regarding other people's accomplishments, deal with them in that moment. How? See how your emotions are directly related to some work within yourself that still needs to be addressed. And when you encounter it, take it to mean that there's something you are being asked to do that you are not yet doing. It's the universe's way of nudging you to put you on task, and it actually has nothing to do with the person or situation that you may be envious of. With patience and humility, you can acknowledge someone else's successes while at the same time using the feeling of envy to fuel your own efforts. Do not be misguided in this world. Learn how to listen to your own heart. Develop an inner compass through the ancient practices of things that you have learned here in different places. Yoga, meditation, prayer, journaling. Learn about yourself. Master yourself. This will require you to be quiet and to focus your attention within. You will need to spend some time alone. This does not mean time in front of a television, computer, or even lost in a book. Okay, Janine. I'm speaking about time spent in quiet reflection, prayer, and meditation. I know y'all don't hear me. I'm going to say it again. I'm speaking about time that you spend in quiet reflection, prayer, and meditation. Do you know how to do these things? If you do not, then take some time and learn. You see, the story of my life can be summed up as follows. On those days when I meditated and practiced yoga, I felt connected to what really matters. On those days when I did not meditate or practice, I felt less connected to what really matters. I do not know how you put this in any more plain. Start your practice today, and you will find that the pursuit of your dreams in and of itself will become a wonderful, magical journey that's worth living for. I say these things to you from a place of feeling lost in myself at times. You see, there was a time when I could not imagine a day without my dream. I know some of us sometimes feel powerless to do anything of value for yourself, much less others. You wanted to stop 1,000 times. And I want to tell you today, make that commitment. Make a commitment to be committed to yourself. Yet somehow in the midst of your worst days, don't even give up hope of learning to live a better life. I know some of us feel like what we're missing is the pathways, the support, and the love we need to get better from the profound unseen things that plague us. But I want you to know you're blessed. And when the student is ready, the right teacher show up. And when you're willing to listen to them, the light flooding into your heart, you will find your way. Don't give up on your dreams no matter what happens. Keep looking, keep trying, keep persevere, bring whatever positivity you can to the struggle, and it will build upon itself. As a famous poet once said, Rainier Maria Wright wrote, live your questions now, and perhaps even without knowing it, you will live along some distant day into your answer. So for you, I wish that. I pray that. I bless that. That the question you ask about your life, that you will live the answer in that distant day. And that day will be today. So, that's my message. Don't give up on your dreams. Your dreams are calling. And tomorrow, we're going to talk about that struggle. We're going to talk about the struggle, that bridge, the gap in between letting go of the old and moving into the new, and trusting and believe me, I know a lot about it, baby. We're going to talk about that divine struggle. And I remember listening to what I'm going to share with you tomorrow in my own struggle. And all I could do once I got through listening, when she said there's a divine reason for the struggle, trust the struggle, I just thank God for the process of moving from where that old condition into the new space. I had to thank God for the process. Because in the process is where the muscle is being built. You see, we think about the children of Israel. And I used to think, God, why didn't you have them wandering in the desert for so long, Holy Spirit? And why? But when I think about the divine wilderness experience that the children of Israel, they never had to lack for nothing. It's just that they got their blessings day by day. And what it is that I remember hearing many preachers preach about asking God for the manna from heaven every day, and that they couldn't save and store it up for tomorrow. And I didn't understand what that Bible scripture meant. We're going to go through a phase in our dream where we have to depend on God when we not know. And I'm going to tell you, it builds a faith muscle beyond your imagination. You see, it wasn't until I got into my own wilderness experience. See, I never heard a minister preach it right yet. And I said, they must have gone through their own wilderness experience yet. But what happens is it teaches you in your wilderness experience. You get to build your faith when you building your manna from heaven every day. You see, when we experience more than enough, we say God is our source, but we really don't believe it. And I'm going to tell you, I had to raise my hand today. I was getting up on this prayer line. God is the source of my unlimited supply. Oh, God is the source of my unlimited supply. Everything and everybody prosper me now. Oh, God is the source of my unlimited supply. Everything and everybody prosper me now. Oh, I was getting up saying that every day. Girl, oh. I was saying it every single day. And I was saying it from my heart. And I meant God was my source. But baby, when I got laid off from work and could not see where my physical money was coming, I'm talking about I was making $4,269 every 2 weeks to absolutely zero. And then they told me I wasn't going to be able to get my unemployment because something with the company, but they end up, but God is so good, because nobody got their unemployment but me, because I guess she didn't pay into the unemployment tax or whatever. The company didn't do something with the unemployment property. But let me just tell you how good God is. God knew I needed a bridge into zero before I went into zero. I needed to be bridged into zero. God said to me, you get up every morning saying that God is the source of your supply. You ain't acting like I'm your support, laying in that bed upset because your job is gone. I said, oh. God said, oh. So do you still think I'm your supply? I do, God, but I just want to know that I'm going to get paid. Oh, my God. So saying that, I got up out the bed and my unemployment came through. The letter came through. After God told me that, so God's so good, right? Because he knew I needed, I had went from 2,400 on unemployment down to 1,800, down to $900, and then to zero. God's so good. Listen, let me just tell you, God didn't take me from 4,000 every 2 weeks to zero all at once. He didn't drop me all at once. He gradually moved me into zero so that I could move into a place of blessing. And it wasn't easy. And it's still, I'm not completed yet, but I tell you, I'm on the other side. I'm closer to my promised land. And that was just so amazing to think that I got up every morning saying that God was my source to learning how to live from my manna every day. And so I just thank God that God has taught me so much about really, truly having faith, trusting in the process of unknown. See, it's something about the frequency of money that teaches us a lot of lessons. Baby. It's so funny how you live your life in your comfort zone, and how in your comfort zone living, you praise God and you think you know, but you don't. I tell you, when you go into that place of blessing, and I'm not saying that I want every people to have to have this experience, but I'm sure we have to have this experience for those who do have to have it. Oof, I pray you do it. But it's so worth being on the other side. It's so worth knowing that God is truly your source and supply. It's truly a blessing to know how to move through and know that God is. God is. You see, God, even in my faith walk, because it was a faith walk to do this prayer line. And I didn't even think there's a difference between faith and belief. You can faith walk it even without believing it. But when you truly begin to believe, oh, God, let me just tell you, it is such a difference between faith and belief. I thought faith was belief. I thought you had to have a belief to have faith, but that's not true. I remember getting up every morning with no faith, no belief in myself, but had a faith that God was leading me in my direction that I needed to go. I didn't believe that I was a good speaker. I didn't believe that I knew how to master the English language and people would want to hear what I had to say. I was just quiet little nerd who loved to read and was willing to share one-on-one with someone who was willing to listen. If they wasn't, it was okay. If somebody wanted to listen, then I was fired up to share. But it's amazing what happens when you begin to believe in your gifts. You see, I had faith that God wanted me to do this line. I heard God say it, but I was ignoring it. I kept on going when I wanted to give up because I didn't think I was good enough. And God said, keep on going. And I wanted to stop the line, but God said, keep on going. I said, well, God, what if nobody shows up, keep on going. But what if he said, if one person show up, keep on going, because guess what? The line was never meant for anybody but me. It was meant for me to find myself all the time, thinking that I was helping other people find themselves. It was really about me finding me. Oh, I'm going to say to you, believe in you. Believe in your gifts. Cultivate. So some of the things I want you to take away from this call, and the reason why I want you to really think about this, Morgan Freeman said, find yourself. And the reason why that was important for me to say that to you, because in your dreams, in your gifts, and in your talents, you got to believe that your gifts and talents that God has given you. And it sounds all too, you know, good when we say God has given us gifts and talents. But when you start walking in your gifts and talents, you know, my thing that God has called me to do is to be a speaker and to be a teacher and to be a person that speak right and teach, right? Well, I definitely didn't think I was a great speaker. I definitely knew I wasn't a great writer. And I definitely knew. Now, in some ways, I may think, well, maybe I might be a decent teacher. But none of those things was in the top of my radar because I was always in finance. I was a salesperson. And what I didn't know is that those things, the reason why I love those kind of jobs is because I love people. And in my gifts and talents of speaking, writing, and motivating and inspiring people, I love to see success. I'm addicted to success. I love to see when somebody be successful. It just lights me up and turns me on with somebody I know, and especially if I assisted them. So what I'm saying is believe in your gift today. Believe in your dream. This is the dreams where dreams believe. Believe today, family, that this is not the end of the road. And that you can be all that you've been called to be. That's my message for today. I just want you to really honor yourself and know that you can do it. So today, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, know that you can *6 or press 1 on Blog Talk Radio. And I want you to know, I love you. And I pray blessings over your dreams today. Have a phenomenal day. As I remind you today that your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember that you love, love is a choice, and remember, family, to live, not just dream. Take risk on your dreams today.
There's nothing stronger or more powerful than a dream. Even in darkness, dreams have an infinite capacity to see light. They outlive pain. They outlast heartbreak. They overcome doubt. They forget imperfection. They cannot be beaten, broken, or taken. Dreams fight. They persevere. They go on. Because determination will always trump disappointment. Desire will always triumph over defeat. And dreams will always prevail.
Ooh. Dreams always prevail. This is Jill Scott. On the Love Journey family.
Follow the dream. Rosa,
I'm sorry. I just followed up.
That's all right, baby. Remember what you told me? There's no need to apologize. It is as it is. I am grateful.
All right.
For you. I want to tell you that, share with you how powerful you are. You know, in these conversations, there is so much information that we are exposed to. So a suggestion for those people who are newcomers, new folks to this, take one point, write it down, and work on that today. Because you said a whole lot, my sister. And it takes a while to become aware. But when you write down that one note, the doors of support open up. But then how do we get those dreams to actually manifest? And I love the fact that you said faith is not, it's not just faith alone. It is the idea and the belief that it can happen no matter what. You know, no matter what, no matter how many people say, oh, you can't do that, oh, you ain't this, you are, you know. But the, those two, faith and belief and trust that it will happen and taking action will actually manifest. And when those things become aligned, you can speak it into existence and it shows up. I am both a chance. Joining God with the wealth doctor, it took a long time to understand who I am, what I am, and be and rested. So you guys have a good day, and Janine and Ingram.
So you said you are the who are you, honey? Who are you?
Girl, you are the bomb.com, and I love you. Have a good, glorious day.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for speaking up. You all have a phenomenal, amazing day. And tomorrow we're going to talk about that divine struggle process. Oh, we're going to go through it. Don't do it. I love you, family. See you in the morning. I'm about to go hang out on the beach.